We have some news. We have an update from one of our previous episodes. For any of the people out there who are hoping to snag the Queen's Gambit on eBay, it's been sold.
Well,
sorry to tell you, but it has been sold, and you have missed your chance.
Well, you might still be able to buy it. It just won't be the official Star Wars Total Rewatch
That's right, yeah.
Item.
Should have snuck some stickers in there.
Yeah, I should put the certificate of authenticity.
Oh, that's great. Yes, you could sell it for twice as much.
Put our
then.
Sticker on the box. That would lower the value significantly.
One of those stickers that never peels off. It just like rips. And,
we should have all signed it.
Oh, no.
Signed the board.
Yeah.
Otherwise, in the rest of Star Wars news, yeah, I guess The Mandalorian, I haven't even watched the new season of The Mandalorian yet.
Well, there's been so much stuff actually being released, you don't need to even look up the news about other things coming.
Yeah.
Right, sure. Right. Too busy watching what's currently being made to even think about what's being worked on next. Right.
Yeah, I can't think that far ahead. I've got enough to
I'm
keep
so
up with.
So far behind as it is. I don't even want to know what's being made next.
That's what we're doing here. We're going through it all one piece at a time.
Yeah, we're back in we're way back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So stuck in the Clone Wars.
This is season 6 of the Clone Wars. I'm Aaron.
I'm Cody.
I'm Daniel. This is season 6, episode 3. Fugitive.
Ooh.
Not the fugitive. We already had a reference to that in another episode.
Yeah, we had a whole Ahsoka getting chased through the water pipes and jumping off the waterfall like Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Which felt similar in this. Like, this is like back-to-back fugitive inspired.
Two arcs in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this episode, especially, and the next one, too, I felt.
That's true.
Very similar to the Ahsoka arc, but with Fives.
Hey!
Yeah. So, this is the episode where Fives is on the run as he tries to figure out what the deal is with that brain chip. What's the deal with these brain chips in your head?
Yes, we learn about the inhibitor chips.
Yeah, they do call it that, finally.
It's an organic chip, the robot says, built out of cells.
Yeah, that doesn't really make any sense.
Is that a possible thing? I don't know if I understand what that even is. I think I said that last time, too. But, in theory, is it possible?
Sure. I mean, don't cells normally have a program? They have a purpose.
Right. Is it like a programmed cell structure that manipulates his brain somehow?
Man, who would even have the technology to do that, though? Like, did the Kaminoans build that chip?
If they're, like, expert genetic researchers, then I think they would know how to do that.
Didn't they say Lord Tyrannus brought them it? Brought them the chip?
He brought them the chip? That doesn't make sense. I feel like they would know how to do this.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that makes sense or how it would work. Because we don't know that much about how the human brain works.
No.
So, I think it's not meant to be understood. It's a technobabble type of situation.
Yeah, but that's not stopping me from trying to figure it out.
It's a thing that does a thing.
Yeah. Speaking of things that do things, we should talk about his robot pal and what he can do.
Well, he can do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he's just a regular R2-D2.
Just can do whatever the plot calls for him to do. Oh, by the way, I can turn into a hover bike!
Right. So, yeah, I mean, Fives and what's the droid?
AZ.
AZ.
3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 2, 2, 3, 2.
They steal the chip and steal a ship, but they bail out of the ship before it leaves the planet so that it's a, you know, misdirection.
Yeah, that was pretty clever, I thought.
And he rides a Z back like some kind of hovercraft.
Whee!
So then they sneak into the cloning facility.
The misdirect with the ship isn't that unusual of a thing for a character to do, but I thought for the clones to be able to think outside the box that far as misleading. I don't know, he's catching on pretty quick as far as this fugitive thing goes. Last episode, we were talking about AZ and how Fives kind of reasons with his programming and says, like, oh, well, you're programmed to follow these rules, but you have a higher directive, which is to save the life of your patient. I feel like Fives is doing the same thing, more or less, the two of the, right. The droid and the clone here on the run, because he also is going for a higher purpose, which is to protect his people.
The droid has really gone off the wall, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that he would still be breaking his programming to this degree.
Yeah, he would think that it would be a liability to have a droid that you could just reason to break all of his programming.
It's like causing, he's helping cause distraction.
He breaks into the computer mainframe, sets alarms in another sector.
Every rule.
I think he's just, he's gone too far to turn back now.
That's what it feels like, right.
So this came to mind as I was watching this. Fives is like trying to nonchalantly get to a ship, hoping nobody notices him, you know. Eventually he puts on some other clone's armor. But I thought, like, he doesn't need to put on any armor. He looks like everybody else on the planet. Just like, he just shave his head real quick or something and just say, no, I'm whatever, different number.
This is not a five, it's an S.
There was another episode a long time ago where there was like the rogue clone and they go, it's like they're chasing him and they go into a cafeteria and it's like, yeah, how would you ever find him?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how do they tell each other apart?
They have a different form of like identifying than like a subtly different haircut.
Well, then they start giving him all crazy tattoos.
Well, you're right. It's like you want to be distinguished until suddenly like you're being chased.
I mean, there must be some way they could, some kind of a marker that each one has or something, but
I believe they do have code numbers and stuff. Or in the next episode, we see that they're like checking their tags or something. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, but just to look at them, though.
No, visually, yeah, not that easy. You were saying he should shave his head. Well, they did. The droid did when he removed the chip.
Yeah, so one of the things that Fives goes through is he gets his own inhibitor chip removed.
Yeah.
He's pretty trusting of his droid pal.
After all they've been through together, never let him down. I did wonder, I mean, like, the droid even says, like, how do you know you even have one? You know, which he doesn't know.
No, I suppose he only knows Tup had one for sure.
Yeah. I think he's thinking, like, yeah, it's worth checking because if Tup did and I do, then probably everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now Fives will not fall prey to Order 66.
Yeah.
We'll
That's
see,
great.
What happens to him?
We'll see how what he does during Order 66, right?
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll find out. Maybe in the next episode we'll find out.
I liked that they scan the original Jango Fett like genome to see if that had the inhibitor chip in it, which it doesn't, obviously, but I liked that they brought that up. I like the backdrop here. They're in like the birthing chamber.
They got all the clone embryos or whatever.
Yeah. They were checking all of them for the chips. So part of me is thinking this whole time, you were born in a laboratory and a strange like tumor chip is the weirdest thing that's happened to you. This whole situation is abnormal.
Yeah. You know? But for them, like, this is all they know.
Yeah.
But it's like they were explained every step of their growth process, which we do kind of see, what's her name, Nala, say, kind of does play it off as like, well, this is just a normal thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, which I was like, yeah, that's, they should have just acted that way from the start instead of being all suspicious, like, can't let anybody know about this. They could have, like, they're the scientists. They should just say, oh, yeah, everybody's got one of those.
And yeah, they could have just told you, it does this.
Does whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It just regulates your vitals.
Right, and people wouldn't have looked into it any further instead of hiding it.
Yeah,
I know, that's true. I know. But it is actually explained to Shakti about these chips.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought it was just interesting the way that the Kaminoan scientist tries to play it off. It's like, this is where she's like, yeah. It's meant to, like, restrain aggression, which is maybe partially true. I wasn't quite sure. Obviously, we know it has something to do with Order 66, but it could also be some sort of just general control programming.
Yeah, it maybe does more than one thing.
Right. Is it literally just like a chip that will say, kill Jedi, or is it a chip that says, right, must obey the Chancellor with everything he says, or something, you know?
Or I was going to say, like a chip that has a lot of different programming in it, and just buried within it is also the code for kill Jedi.
Yeah.
It specifies who your enemy is.
Be like, oh, hold on, I gotta download a firmware update to my brain. Right.
But since Fives removed his, now it can be argued that
aggressive,
less in control, yeah, potentially more aggressive, so could be dangerous, which loses him some credibility here. That was kind of a twist, shift in power, where you were like, oh, he's solving the mystery, you know, he's gonna expose the whole thing, and now it's like, wait, actually be reckless and crazy. Yeah. Cleverly done, Nala say. But now they are finally bringing the whole deal to Coruscant. So that's what'll happen next time.
Oh boy.
We'll find out just how high this conspiracy goes.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you could say it goes all the way to the top.
You could.
As it often does.
There's so much back and forth in these episodes. It's like, oh no, we're going to get the inhibitor chip. No, now we have the inhibitor chip. Oh no, we're going to bring it to Coruscant, and oh no, we're gonna bring it to the temple.
What? Are you saying they dragged it out to make a 4-episode arc out of it?
Yes.
Did we say this arc was written again by Katie Lucas?
Yeah, I was gonna mention that.
Did not know that.
She's back writing again.
Oh, fun.
She hasn't written all that many episodes, but the ones she did have some pretty interesting contributions to Star Wars lore in them. Because she did the Night Sisters as well.
Right.
Oh, just random note, but earlier in the episode, when Fives was punching some clones down in the hallway, Aziz says, look what you did. I can't believe what you did. That's a quote from Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
yeah, Sean
sure.
Connery says that.
Wow.
What you did. I can't believe what you did. Now, I liked the Indiana Jones, though. I thought Star Wars quotes itself so often, they're branching out now into other Lucasfilm properties.
Sure, right. Quoting other movies now, good.
All right, well, yeah, I guess join us next time, then, for Clone Wars Season 6, Episode 4.
Orders.
Ooh. Did you get your order in time? Did you want extra mayo or no mayo?
Oh, yes, man. The whole episode takes place in Dex's diner.
Fives gets a side gig as helping out the waitress.
I'm sure that's the orders we're talking about.
The moral of this episode is, when in doubt, go to the source.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Like your source code, genetic, Jango Fett genetic code.
What?
Source code.
Well, we'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
It's a wrap.